This is a podcast from Rover.
Well, first up today, Wayne McNee is the Executive Director of the Centre for Climate Action Joint Venture Limited. And recently he has put pen to paper and given some thoughts on some recent comments by Dr. Rod Carr, who is, of course, the Chair of the Climate Change Commission. Wayne joins us now to discuss some of those points. G'day, Wayne. How are you doing?
G'day, Dom. I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent. Nice to have you on the show. Hey, listen, firstly, for those who don't know, the Centre for Climate Action Joint Venture Limited, exactly what is that, who's involved, and when was it set up?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
JV, as we shorten it to. We started on the 1st of February this year. It's a joint venture between major primary industries companies, so ANZCO Foods, Fonterra, Rabobank, Ravensdown, Silverfern and Synlait. Together, they put in about $85 million over 4 years, and the government has matched that another $85 million through the Ministry for Primary Industries. So we've got $170 million to spend over 4 years looking to accelerate tools into the hands of farmers to mitigate methane and nitrous oxide emissions. So trying to get things that farmers can actually use on the farm to reduce emissions from their animals and on their farm.
Okay, so let's unpack some of Dr. Carr's comments. And he has said that New Zealand may be best in its subclass, and that subclass being pastoral-fed agriculture for ruminant animals, but that subclass may ultimately be unattractive to customers and consumers. And he also recommends that New Zealand moves to a hybrid form of farming where animals spend more time in barns eating brought-in feed rather than in the paddock eating grass, which is interesting because that would obviously reduce methane emissions. But to me, it seems it would just sort of fly in the face of the aspects of our farming systems and the produce that people find attractive overseas.
Yeah, and that was my point in the article, or the main point. I had a few other points too, but you know, Rod is clearly an expert in climate change. He's the chair of the commission, but not so much of an expert in New Zealand farming. So, you know, our New Zealand's customers, be they the big international customers to our processors or consumers, are calling for grass-fed product, be it meat or milk. And, you know, that is our niche where we really have an advantage over our competitors. So our goal is, rather than put animals in barns, and yet there are some advantages from a methane and nitrous oxide perspective. You can capture the methane, you can feed them continuously with methane inhibitors, but then they are no longer New Zealand farming systems. So our view, and the view certainly also from our shareholders, is that, you know, we should look for ways to provide tools to farmers to mitigate methane and nitrous oxide while enabling them to keep farming their cows and their sheep and their deer on grass.
And that's one of the big things that the JV, as you've called it, is looking to provide. So what you're going to effectively do is help enable, you know, the science around this sort of stuff and, you know, get it to a point where I guess the stuff can become a bit of a reality.
Yes, yeah, so there's lots of work being done in New Zealand and overseas and a whole range of different tools farms are going to be able to use. And it's true, a lot of them are being designed for high input TMR systems in China or the United States or Europe. And what we're working with those companies to do is look at if we can provide a different version, maybe a slow release version or a bolus or something like that, that farmers can use in New Zealand. And a couple of examples of that, we just invested in a company called RBT, Ruminant Biotech, which is developing a bolus, which will last for 6 months, that can be put into the rumen of the animal and it will slowly release an active ingredient that will mitigate methane. We're actually just announcing that we're investing in a program of work that's happening in New Zealand, looking at vaccines for methane inhibition and also methane inhibitors. That work's been underway for quite some time and we're picking up the funding from the private sector. So you're looking at these things that are becoming available internationally and working with those companies to make sure we can get them to farmers in New Zealand. And there's lots of opportunity there. It's not going to happen immediately. It's going to take a few years to do the further science and get the approvals, but there is a lot of opportunity, and we think there's a good opportunity for farmers to mitigate methane and nitrous oxide and keep farming a pastoral system.
The thing is, we get the premium for that. And I feel that, you know, that's the way forward for New Zealand farming, is that grass-fed or pasture-fed system that, you know, people will actually pay a premium for. That's going to be our niche going forward, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, and that's what the processes are telling us, both, you know, the meat companies and the dairy companies. That is our niche, or one of our niches, but also we've got, you know, we have a great image for our animal welfare as well, and there are advantages, again, to having your animals outside. So if we end up cutting and carrying all the feed or importing all the feed, there's a lot of other negative impacts from that, just the same as, you know, any other country in the world, for a start. Mm. And not to say we don't have imported feed and we don't feed some animals, because we do, but it's just getting that balance right and letting farmers make the choice, not having it dictated to them.
What about the thoughts of Dr. Carr around alternative ways of making animal proteins that may be preferred over New Zealand grass-fed animal-sourced food? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there is an enormous amount of work going on alternative proteins. All around the world, people are doing research. And, you know, there's already all of your alternative milk products, which in my view shouldn't be called milk, but they seem to be allowed to do that. Mm. And lots of people working on lab-grown meat and all sorts of different things. And, you know, there is going to be a place for some of those products in market, as there already is. But I think New Zealand will have a real advantage with our good animal welfare standards and our grass-fed product, that consumers will still want to have a natural product, especially the consumers, you know, at the high end of the market, which is where we're going to be pitching our product. So, you know, I'm sure he's right. I'm sure there is a lot of work going on in that area, and there will be alternatives. But that doesn't mean that New Zealand can't provide good quality protein to quality discerning consumers around the world.
Yes, geez, there's a lot to unpack here. The other interesting thing that you were writing about is when it comes to emissions reductions, and you're actually saying that the sector has a sort of a higher ambition for reductions than the government's 10% methane reduction target by 2030. What's the ambition of JV and the wider sector here?
So our shareholders have set an ambition for us of a 30% reduction by 2030 and near zero by 2040. So not net zero, but nearer to zero. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the tools that are coming, that's going to be a challenge, but it is possible. So, you know, some of these tools can reduce methane by 40, 50, sometimes up to 80%. And, you know, not every farmer will want to use them. But, you know, we are looking at getting those tools out to farmers so that they can meet that kind of reduction if they choose to buy those products or they choose to use those products. So, yeah, it's an ambition, it is a challenge, but we think it's achievable.
What you're essentially saying is a bit more time to develop this product or these products you know, sort of get them on farm en masse, as it were, for those who choose to do it. That's kind of what we're looking at here. So if the sector's sort of left to do what they know to do and to do it best, then actually we can exceed what the government is actually looking to achieve here in terms of emissions.
And that's certainly what we're trying to do with our shareholders. And, you know, this is also being demanded by international customers, so the likes of Nestle, Danone and others. Mm. They've set really ambitious goals, more ambitious than ours, and they're saying to New Zealand, we want to see you help us deliver on those. So that's a big driver of the investment that's been made in us to deliver to those international customers to help them meet their climate goals.
So it's conceivable then, Wayne, in closing, that we're going to have products on the market, not dissimilar to what we've got now, but there'll be a distinction perhaps more pronounced between, say, pasture-raised products, the likes of what we produce here in New Zealand, and you've got all your alternatives. They'll all exist in the same sort of space, and then I guess that's up to consumers then to be able to choose what it is that they want.
That's right, and if we can prove to them that our products are, you know, aside from the grass-fed, the animal welfare, the quality of the product, that they're also, you know, mitigating the climate risk, then I think consumers will choose that. But ultimately, that, as you say, that's something that they can decide.
Mm, exactly. Very good. Interesting stuff, Wayne McNee. Do appreciate your time on the program. Thanks for your thoughts.
Oh, cheers. Thanks for that.